Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back at it, Cho and Vern minus Cho. He'll be back on Monday. He's in Arizona with the family at Royal Spring Training. I know he took in a Suns game last night, went to the Cubs, Royals game the night before that. Went to the zoo, having a great time out there. But we're excited to get Ron back coming up on Monday. One more reminder about what's coming up on Tuesday on Cho and Vern. 17 chances for you to win a pair of tickets to opening day. Every 15 minutes on Cho and Vern coming up on Tuesday, you'll have a chance to win opening day tickets. Now, we'll be there. We'll be broadcasting live outside of Gate D at Kauffman Stadium. We got a lot of very cool things planned for that show. But man, I don't know how it gets cooler than what's going down on Tuesday. 10:15, 10:30, 10:45, 11, 11:15. Every 15 minutes, your chance to win opening day tickets. 17 different opportunities. So make sure you're listening. Make sure you set an alarm. Put it in your calendar, in your phone right now. Tuesday. Cho and Vern, 10 to 2. You know there's not that many people listening. You have a great opportunity to win a pair of tickets to get in to opening day a week from today. And, of course, you'll hear the game as Denny Matthews kicks off what year 51 is the voice of the Royals. You'll hear it all right here on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio. Speaking of Denny Matthews, Serta and I are taking our best hacks at play-by-play coming up on Saturday. Mentioned this a lot yesterday, that Saturday night we're going to be bringing you the NAIA semifinals. Serta and I doing play-by-play for the 5:30 game and the 7:30 game. I just came across this, Serta, on Twitter about one of the best broadcasters, if not the best broadcaster currently going, Brian Anderson, a self-proclaimed research junkie. Brian Anderson likes to go behind the or beyond the basic statistics to tell the backstory of a player or coach using advanced analytics. A big video. Okay. We really got to do something about that sounder. That is awkward. But that sounder means that it is time for scores on the tens. What's going on in the NCAA tournament? Only one game underway, and that has the 10th-seeded Golden Gophers of Minnesota on top of Louisville, 12-11, with just about 10.5 left to play in the first half. My point was, Brian Anderson has a two-minute video about his preparation for play-by-play. We got a lot of work to do to make sure that we sound as good as we can coming up on Saturday. I would appreciate it if you guys would give it a listen and let us know how we're doing. Saturday, 5:30 tip, 7:30 tip. Over on our sister station, 1660 The Score. 5:30, 7:30 over on 1660 The Score. All right, so Kansas plays today at 3 o'clock. They take on Northeastern. Actually, before I get to that, I got a real question for you, Serta, and for all of you on the text line as well. One of my good friends from college that we all still, you know, we keep in touch. I got a pretty big group. I think it's like 8 or 9 guys that are a part of this text chain that continues. I would think a lot of you have that. College buddies that you still keep in touch with, even though you graduated from college a good 15 years ago. You're friends from college, right? Am I the only one that has, and I love him, but he's an idiot? We all have an idiot friend or two or three or four. I have an idiot friend that, you know, he's texting us something idiotic this morning. And another friend replies and says, "Hey, Chris, why are you awake this early?" And his reply was, flying people around the country. He's a pilot. Says, I'm flying around the pleasant people of Des Moines, Iowa, bro. And then he took a selfie of him, you know, in the cockpit, flying this humongous plane for a major, major airline. And, I mean, it immediately makes my stomach drop that this moron, my good friend who I love, but this idiot has this job, this all-important, I'm in charge of 100 people's lives kind of job. It makes me nervous as to what kind of background checks, how easy is it to become a pilot? Protein House, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306. That should worry you. Trust me, it should worry you that this moron is a pilot. He's done everything, apparently, that it takes to become a pilot. Do you have a friend like this?
Off the rundown.
Yeah, right. I still want to get to Kansas, but sure. Off the rundown, sponsored by absolutely no one. Someone could step up. Am I alone, sir? Do you have a friend that, sure, he's your buddy, but he's an idiot? And how the hell did he get this job?
Yes, without a doubt.
Are you that buddy? Are other people going, yeah, Serta's like that?
I think I might be for some friends. But I'm not. I don't consider myself like that because I tell people all the time pretty much all I do is half-ass things and crack jokes.
Right, right.
But I do have some friends that have very important jobs, very high-ranking jobs, and jobs that can really affect other people's lives. And the particular friend that I'm thinking of has done some disgusting, just tasteless things and has no business being in charge of other people's lives. But he pretty much is.
Protein House, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306. You're a pretty crappy friend, Vern, for dogging him out like that. Listener 777. He's not listening. And he would acknowledge that he's an idiot. From the 573, Vern, don't snitch on your friends. 913, hope the government isn't listening. You're going to cost him a job. No, you don't know his last name. All you know is that his first name is Chris. Last name starts with a P. I'll give you that, government. From the 913, I'm a private pilot. It's scary how easy it is to become a pilot. From the 816, Vern, I graduated with a buddy from Mizzou with a much higher GPA, and now he's the one at Vanderbilt trying to find cures for cancer. Well, that's respectable. I mean, he's trying. He obviously hasn't yet, but he's trying. Vern, I have a dumbass friend who just became a chiropractor. He's going to break a kid's neck before it's all said and done. Listener 8, it really doesn't take a lot to be a pilot. I have a friend that's a pilot, and I've never seen anyone drink as much as and as often as he does on the regular. Okay. From the 816, I have two very good friends. One's a dentist, one's an eye doctor, and both are extremely dumb. God, that is so bad. And I have to imagine that sounder is copyrighted and Lucasfilms does not play around, Serta. Maybe we could find a different sounder.
That's the last one in the folder.
All right, so that sounder, even though it belongs to Lucasfilms Incorporated, I have to believe that is our sounder to let you know that it's time for scores on the tens. There is now two games underway. Seventh-seeded Louisville on top of number 10 Minnesota. 17-15, 7:45 left to play in the first half. And there it is. They just tipped off in Jacksonville. Number 3, LSU against 14-seeded Yale. No score, 5 seconds into that game. Scores on the tens all day long right here on 610 Sports Radio. Hey, maybe I'm being mean with all of this, but these minor league baseball players, they need to wake the hell up and they need to do it quickly. I'll explain next.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.